The troubles just keep mounting for under-fire security firm G4S. They're facing a forensic audit after inconsistencies were discovered between the work the firm charged for and what it actually did. G4S is privately contracted to provide a host of justice-related work, including transporting prisoners and monitoring their electronic tags. G4S have said to have billed the government for monitoring prisoners who had left the country, been returned to prison, or had even died.
This is a company we're supposed to be watching and holding criminals. Itself is a criminal. It's a criminal company. It's a criminal company under international law. It's a criminal company under the British law, financially committing fraud. It should be investigated. It should be shut down. It should not be allowed to behave in this way.
This is not G4S's first brush with public infamy. The British-Danish firm faced international ridicule for its spectacular mishandling of the contract to provide security to the 2012 Olympic Games. Earlier this month, an inquest found Angolan immigrant Jimmy Mbenga had been unlawfully killed during attempts to deport him. Several G4S employees may now face criminal charges as a result of their actions. Even internationally, there have been question marks over the kind of work G4S does.
And I wrote to the ministers regarding the international illegal activities. I mean, if a British-Danish company is involved in acts of against international law, is actually involved in implementing and torture and supporting the torture which is being done in state of Israel, child imprisonment, etc., it should be held responsible. And still, we are actually considering it eligible to run our prisons, to run our institutions.
Despite the company's troubles, G4S remains the world's largest security company, operating in over 125 territories and employing 620,000 people. But with tens of millions wiped off the company's share prices after the most recent revelations, will it be the fear of the loss of profits that will cause G4S to do the right thing? Such has been the conduct of G4S that its former CEO was forced to appear before a parliamentary select committee to explain the firm's actions in 2012. Now this latest scandal has far-reaching implications that could mean the end of G4S's multi-billion pound contracts with the British government. Private security firm Serco were also implicated in the overcharging scandal, but unlike G4S, they've made their records open to scrutiny. A top accounting firm has said that the potential fraud may stretch back as far as 1999. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.